You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the Way FM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
So, you guys hear anything good on the radio lately?
Here's some of the good stuff going on in the world today on The Wally Show.
If you're needing a bit of hope in the midst of a world fighting a global pandemic, I've got the perfect story for you.
I love it. Need some good news. What do you got, Rock?
After seeing so many active COVID patients having to fight the virus alone due to strict rules to keep down the spread, a doctor in Massachusetts started a program where hospital workers who are fully vaccinated can sign up to spend their free time sitting with these patients who can't even see their own families. This gives them a way to socialize and not feel so alone.
You know what? That's amazing for a couple reasons. One, if you were on the clock and it's like, hey, will you go sit with this person? You go, okay, cool. That's my job. But the fact that it's like to sign up in your off time when you've already put in a 12-hour shift and then you're overworked and as it is, and then you choose to do this, that's pretty amazing.
They truly are heroes. And that's coming from a lady named Carrie Hurley, who she had to drop her husband off at the hospital in the ER, had to watch him go in, but she couldn't go with him, didn't know if that was the last time she would see him. And so a hospital worker was able to get her phone number, tell him, hey, I brought him some coffee. Hey, I brought him some donuts. And that gave her peace of mind and maybe less guilt in knowing she had to leave her husband. Thankfully, he's doing great now.
That's awesome. Yeah, it makes a really tough situation a little bit more bearable, and it's just adding some humanity into it, and that's a beautiful thing. That's a great story. Thank you so much, Lady Rock. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and from time to time, we need your help with things, because we're not the smartest people.
I take offense to that.
I said we.
I still take offense.
Okay. I meant you, but...
I said we to be polite.
Right.
Whatever.
Really okay. Meant. So, we do a thing called Googling it. I know we can Google things. Okay, fine. Google's there, but I don't always trust the Google. I trust people. I want to talk to people who've had real life experiences with things. That's who I like. I'm not a robot.
I agree. I see where you're coming from, but I do think that that is where misinformation could come from.
No. People are never wrong. People are always right.
Okay.
So here's my Google question, and it's not even from me today. It's from Tisa. Tisa says, hey, seriously, why do cold drinks taste way cooler after I've eaten a peppermint? Have you ever done that?
Yes.
She's absolutely right. Like, if you eat a peppermint or chew spearmint gum, and then you drink a drink, it instantly is like, whoa, I just drank ice. Like, I don't understand it. I have no idea.
I would agree.
That's the Google it question. Why does this happen? So we need somebody that has experience in maybe thermodynamics, fluid dynamics.
Astrology.
Dentistry. Dentistry, oh, yes. Yep. Like, so maybe you know the science behind why there would be some sort of a reaction, whether it be chemical or physical, covalent bonds. I don't know. I'm just shouting out things I learned in ninth grade science class.
And your explanation, if you throw in some big words, we will definitely fall for it.
Yeah, because you probably, who are we to check you on it? Just make it sound good, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. We should call this, your guess is as good as mine. 855-33-WAY-FM. That is the Google it question. Can you be a friend and help out right now? 855-33-WAY-FM. Why is it that after you have like a peppermint candy and then you drink a cold drink, is it exponentially colder? Go.
Because peppermint contains menthol, and menthol makes you feel cooler. Like all the muscle rubs you put on makes your muscles feel cooler. Peppermint contains menthol, so makes you feel cooler.
You know what, Cindy? That sounds so intellectual, and I'm buying it, like fully buying it. What qualifies you to be our Googler today?
I'm listening to Way FM.
No science degree?
I actually have a nursing degree, but I'm not sure if that's where I got my answer from.
You know what? Just tell me that. It makes me feel better. You say, hey, I'm a nurse. We deal with menthol all the time. It's one of the things that we prescribe to patients. I'm prescribing it to a patient right now as we speak. That's how you Google this,
Cindy.
There you
go.
This is the Wally Show, and you know, COVID is a rough time for everybody. And if you, I would imagine, if you are single, it makes dating like even harder. Like you experience that, right, Lady Rock?
Oh yeah, it's hard enough when there's not a global pandemic going on, but then when you add that in and social distancing, it's ridiculous. But there are some new dating terms that are coming out of the pandemic, and I want to see if you can figure out what they are.
Okay.
Do you know what zumping is?
Oh, I think I actually do. This makes sense. You dump somebody on Zoom?
Yes. Yes, getting dumped over Zoom.
I would know that firsthand if I was single and dating, I'm sure.
All right, what about FODA? F-O-D-A.
FODA. There's fear of missing out is FOMO. Fear of antibodies? I'm not sure.
No, it stands for fear of dating again. So this happens to people who haven't been dating since the pandemic began.
Oh, sure.
So maybe you're starting from square one once the pandemic is over. I don't know. It's gotten a little scary. Quarantine ship.
Is that where you would date somebody like just during quarantine, but you've never met them?
It's a relationship that started during quarantine and developed virtually.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So really, you like, there's been stories of people that started that way and then like got married. It's crazy.
Right. And then smugsalation. Ugh. Smugsalation. It's the worst.
I can only guess by your disdain that it has something to do with like being overly clingy, maybe, or I don't know.
Maybe. It's just being overly braggy. So it's when a couple uses social media to flaunt how they're spending so much time together and in person.
Oh, and it's and their life is perfect.
Yeah. Like smugsalation, please.
That just gets Betty worse than anything else in the world. All right. Well, maybe some of those terms, now you know the term for what you've been feeling when you've been watching all of the dating stuff in this pandemic.
You may have heard something in a song on Way FM that sounds like it's from the Bible and wondered, where's that at? Well, wonder no more.
So today we're looking at the Danny Gokey song, Love God and Love People. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, because it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. So this is found in the Bible, actually, in Matthew 22, 37 through 39, Jesus said, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind and soul. And the greatest commandment, this is the greatest commandment I give you, and also love others as yourself. And the backstory of this is important because people were asking Jesus, like these were religious leaders asking him these questions, and they didn't really want to know the answers. They just wanted to trap him because he had been gaining so much popularity because of his miracles, and they were threatened by him. And the significance of what he's saying here is that there were 613 Jewish laws that were impossible for people to keep, but they all had to try. And it was almost like way of works and working your way into heaven. But Jesus made it really simple when he told him this. He broke it down to two to-do laws, and they cover almost all aspects of life. And so the point for all of us today is that if religion or faith starts ever seeming really complicated or really hard, remember to, you know, the words of this song as you take it back to the basics. Keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, because it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. So again, it's Matthew 22, 37 through 39, where love God, love people comes from in the Bible, and that's where that's at. We all know that 2020 was, in a word, dumpster fire, and I don't know if that's dumpster hyphen fire or just dumpster fire, but it was rough. And, you know, the pandemic, shelter-in-place orders, working from home, virtual school with the kids, it was difficult. And all these things can enter a lot more stress into your life.
That's why the need has never been greater for licensed mental health counselors. And this is what's so great. Colorado Christian University is now offering master's degree programs equipping people to become licensed mental health counselors. In fact, you can even specialize in either marriage and family therapy or helping people that are struggling with addictions and substance abuse.
And don't forget, at Colorado Christian University, you can also cultivate your mind without compromising your heart while earning that degree from an accredited university that aligns with your values.
Just go to ccu.edu to learn more about the new master's degree programs that equip you to become a licensed mental health counselor. That's ccu.edu.
making heads or tails of the headlines.
You know me to be a very smart man. Don't you think if I were wrong, I'd know it?
Here's Wally.
I'm not a huge fan of cancel culture, but maybe this one is warranted. You probably saw the Jeep commercial during the Super Bowl that featured Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
It was one of the few commercials that he's done in his life. And it had a great message of urging national unity and, you know, urging Americans to find common ground. So, like, that's all good. The problem is the 71-year-old rock legend was arrested for drunk driving in November.
Ooh.
How that didn't come up during an ad meeting. And I know they said that the ad came together literally a week before.
Right.
They finished shooting it a week before, edited it real fast, and then put it
so
in
the So that means
Super Bowl.
The commercial was thought of and filmed before. No, after.
After
this whole arrest.
And nobody brought it up. I know Bruce was quiet about it. And the fact is the story didn't even break till like 3 days after. I think TMZ broke the story a few days after the Super Bowl. You know, and so obviously the optics don't look good for Jeep. You know, any type of drunk driving, and then especially when you combine that with a car, you know, is not a good thing. Mm-hmm. And so would it have been different if the product was different? I don't know, where it's a little bit in the past, but not way in the past.
Yeah, like if he was doing cell phones or markers or something.
Would they have been like, it's okay?
I think they would.
I think the problem comes that it's so recent. Like, if it was, like, 7 years ago. Like, again, I hate cancel culture. Mm-hmm. And, like, you could go, well, why is Bruce Springsteen doing a Jeep commercial when he got a charge for drunk driving 7 years ago? Like, that I don't think is fair to hold somebody. Mm-hmm. If they've changed the way they live and they have proven that they're not that person anymore, you have to have grace and extend that, because that's what God does for us. But, like, when it's only, you know, a few months ago, he hasn't technically even paid his debt to society yet. So I get the reason to say, no, let's not do this.
And that's a negative effect about being in the spotlight, because when you put yourself there, you also bring attention on yourself, and everybody's going to look for those skeletons in your closet and then call you out on them.
Absolutely. That's why I will never run for public office. that and I'm not smart enough. Those two things, keeping me out of it. All right. Thank you, me. Actually, I did that story. I was thinking Rock did it because you talked a lot.
I'll take the credit.
Yeah, Rock, you're the best.
Thanks.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
This is The Wally Show, and we are doing a little boys versus girls. And what that means to you is you can win a prize, but only if and only if your gender wins, okay? So if Betty Rock manages to pull one out and best the two of us boys, then only ladies can call
you
to win a prize.
You act like that would be a miracle.
I feel like it would be. I feel like it would be the hand of God reaching down into this studio.
To put it lightly.
Yeah. So the way it works is Betty Rock is taking on Gavin and myself, but you're only going to have to answer, you have to take one of us on at a time.
Right.
Now, you get to decide who you want to take on, like the person you think has the least odds, the worst odds at answering the question correctly.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So I'll give you the category.
Okay.
Instagram. You want to take on me or Gavin?
Yeah, Wally, you for sure. I have to sit there and explain social media things to you all the time.
Okay.
But where's the follow button? If I had to follow it, why do they put it just right there? Get off my lawn!
Just make it easier. That's all I ask. Okay, so here we go. Now, this is an older question. So, like, at the time, this was true, all right?
Okay.
So, like, I don't know anything more. I only know what the question says.
Okay.
So I have no more information for you than this, all right?
Okay.
A photo of an egg has the most likes of any post on Instagram. How many likes does it have? Do you guys remember this? I don't even know.
Yes, I do. It was something about, like,
Oh, sorry, I thought you were going to give it out.
No. It was something about, like, Kylie Jenner.
It was Kylie Jenner, but again,
something about an egg.
It was literally just
an egg.
Yeah.
And it went viral.
No idea.
No reason.
Zero idea. And I don't even know what is a good amount of likes.
It's just the power of the internet.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to think. Okay. I'm going to go
let me get my answer down real quick.
He's old. He needs a little bit of time.
Because then, then I think about like Ellen, when Ellen did her post to get a bunch of likes, and that was like over 1 million and it was a big deal. So I have no idea. I went 1.2 million.
Okay. I went with 2.5.
Oh,
2.5 million.
Okay, 2.5.
Not 2.5 likes.
I thought I've
got
her.
2.5 million.
All right, the actual. Oh my goodness gracious!
What?
The answer has a 2 in it, and a 5. 25 million likes.
Whoa!
Oh my goodness!
What in the world? guys.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
I don't remember where it went. People were making it a meme. 25 million. So yeah. I won that one.
You did win that one. As we call it, hand of God, reach down in there, up 1-0. Now we have another round. We're not done yet, but right now, ladies, this is looking good for you. And we'll do round 2 here in 10 on the Wally Show. So Betty Rock, she doesn't take us both on, just one at a time, but you get to pick, okay, because we're gentlemen. How many teeth can a shark have at one time? Who would you like to take on for that question, Gavin or myself?
I'm going to take on Gavin because I feel like, Wally, you would watch too many documentaries.
I watch a lot of Discovery
Channel.
Maybe
Shark Week.
Big Shark Week fan. Gavin, you a Shark Week fan?
I am a fan, but I am also terrified of sharks. Don't want to be near those teeth.
So that could be either he knows exactly how many of them are because he's so afraid of them, or he knows nothing because he's so afraid of them. Okay.
True.
So let's get your guesses down. Betty Rock, ladies first, we'll start with you.
I feel like it's more than I would
think. I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 87.
87. Gavin, what did you go with?
I feel like I may have gone a little too high.
Okay.
But I went with 190.
Okay, that seems high. They have 3 rows of teeth, in case you didn't know that.
Yeah.
And they replicate teeth. But 190 feels big to me. So, what'd you say, Rock?
87.
Rock, you are on fire today.
No.
If it were a baby shark that had no teeth. Up to 3,000 teeth.
3,000.
Gavin! Nicely done.
Nice.
I got to tell you, I did not see that coming.
Too many teeth.
I thought 190 was way high. So there you go. Okay, final question. Who you pick is going to be very important on this one, Rock. It's all tied up. How many miles of roadway are there in the 50 states combined?
Mm-hmm.
How many miles of roads are there?
I'm going to go with Gavin on that one as well.
Because you fear my brain.
Well, you travel more than he does.
That's true. Okay.
So how many, what is it again?
How many miles of roadway are there in all 50 states combined?
Jeez.
Gavin looks like he's actually computating.
I'm really
Betty's
trying
just
to
sweating.
Math it.
Oh, and I forgot, too, that he's lived in multiple states.
He has. Yeah. Well, you picked him. All right,
darn
Betty
it.
Rock. Gavin, do you have your answer down?
Oh, my goodness.
Get it down.
Yeah.
Don't tell me. 3, 2, 1. Betty Rock, what's your answer?
8,200,000. I just pulled that out of thin air. I have no idea.
8.2. Okay. Or is that 8,200,000 or 8,200,000?
Or just 2.
Yeah. 8,200,000.
Okay, got you down.
Final answer, Trebek.
8.2 million, Gavin.
I stuck lower.
Okay.
But not like crazy lower. I'm going with 4.5 million.
Okay, 4.5 million. Both,
and
I think, could be
high,
plausible guesses. Oh my goodness gracious.
What is it?
This is absolutely crazy. You are both over.
Oh.
But Gavin is the closest.
Ooh, let's go.
It was 4.09 million miles.
I was
Gavin,
close.
You were super close. Just a little higher.
Let's go.
That means
goodness.
Guys win.
We came back.
Nicely. And you did at all, Gavin.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know you were inspired by me.
I would like to point out there was one point that I earned, and it was all because of Wally and his stupidity.
Oh, okay. Thank you for pointing that out. I appreciate you taking the time with that.
You're welcome.
So now only guys can call. You're going to get a question from our question. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to win a prize, only gentlemen can call because Gavin reigns supreme today. 855-33-WAY-FM.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
WAY-FM, this is the Wally Show with you, Clay. How are you today, good sir?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good. Now, the reason we are talking to a man on the show is because Betty Rock got beaten in Boys versus Girls, and those are the rules. If guys win, only guys can call. And she got beaten by Gavin. Is it worse or better to be beaten by Gavin or me?
Definitely worse.
All right, so Clay, now you're going to get a question from our conversation. There was one animal that Gavin said he was very afraid of, and he almost sounded like a little girl when he was talking about
how afraid
of it.
He said something like this, "I'm so afraid."
That was actually a drop of Gavin. So what was that animal, Clay? If you can tell me that, you win.
Oh, shark.
Shark is right. Absolutely right. He's afraid of not only sharks in the water, he's afraid of shark vacuum cleaners.
Oh, they're terrifying.
He's
jelly beans, popcorn, rice, socks.
Well, congratulations, Clay. You are a big winner today on Boys versus Girls.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate everything y'all do.
It's is the Wally Show, and so if you read the Bible, that's a great way to grow deeper in your faith, but it can be confusing sometimes, honestly, like just reading the Bible by itself. And so there's a suggestion that maybe this will help you, is try reading the Bible like a reporter, okay? I'm being serious, actually, believe it or not. The five W's of reporting, they add an H in there too. It's a basic journalistic technique. So whenever you read a biblical passage, do a quick analysis of this, and it might help you find the answers and go a little bit deeper. Like, so always ask who wrote the scripture that you're reading, and what was their motivation for writing it? What are they writing about? You know, when was it written? Because timing is important with the examples in the stories that Jesus tells. The time in which he tells them is just as important as the example itself a lot of times. Where, the location, where was this said, when, like in the chronology of time on this is important. Why was it written? What was the purpose? So as you're going through reading a scripture and you put it under this microscope or this lens of analysis, it will make you go a little bit deeper into it.
I did not see this coming. I thought you were going to be like, and now,
oh, no.
God so loved the world no. that he gave his one and no. only son. Back to you, Wally.
Breaking news.
This just in. No, yeah. No. And how the message was presented, what anecdotes were used. So it was an actual, like, the reporting rule.
It's a serious thing.
It is, yeah, believe it or not. Yeah, I get serious every once in a while. Because I want people to get the most out of the Bible. That's why we offer free Bibles at wayfm.com. And maybe you don't have one and you need one. You can get a free Bible at wayfm.com and maybe start going through it and maybe put it under this microscope a little bit and see if that helps you understand more fully, or at least pushes you into the direction to get the answers to what you don't understand, and that will make your faith grow
and
if you do that.
That's your news.
This just out.
Here on the Wally Show.
Yes.
So the pandemic is still a thing.
A few months ago, the thought of an infectious disease, even hypothetical, would have sent me careening towards Bummerville.
But we'll get through this together. It's the Wally Show.
So this is a segment called COVID Crazy, where there are some really bizarre facts that come out of this stuff, or people sometimes. And this was one I came across. It's an incredible perspective on how microscopic the enemy is that we're fighting in the COVID virus. If you collected all the COVID virus particles in the world, they would fit not in a bus, not in a dump truck, not in a rocket car, but in a single Coke can.
Wow. Hard to imagine.
I don't even see how that's possible. But yeah, they're that small and that microscopic, yet they have brought the world to a halt in some ways,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. But what I love is the person that figured all this out. Because you know there was somebody that had to figure out the size of these microscopic molecules, the volume of a Coke can, how many of them are. Like, they spent so many times computing this. We could have had a vaccine 80 weeks earlier if we had just, like, focused our energy on that.
But instead, we know how small the molecules are.
Well, thank you. And that's why I'm COVID crazy today.
Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
I'm sure that a lot of couples had to and continue to have to adjust to a lifestyle of spending more and more time together because of quarantine and this pandemic, for better or for worse, in a lot of those cases.
Yeah, this covers for worse a lot of times.
Yeah. Well, there was a new study that actually found that this last year of quarantine, so your marriage in a quarantine, is actually more equal to 4 years of normal marriage, non-quarantine marriage.
Okay, so yeah, it's like dog years. Like,
yes.
Like every one of our years is 7 dog years, so every 1 year of quarantine marriage is worth 4?
Yeah.
I believe that.
So,
yeah.
Like, my wife and I were married for 1 year, and then the pandemic started a few months later. So,
yeah.
Really, and then we celebrated 2 years. So, really, we've been together for, like, 5 years.
Yeah, you're doing well.
I guess it's because you're slammed into this little space with this person. You can't get away from them.
Yeah.
You're just in it.
There's stress and there's less to do. And so you can either let it own you or you can own it. Like, and some people, the pandemic has brought them closer together, and other people, it's fractured them, you know? Mm-hmm. And it just depends on the relationship. How are you doing, Gavin?
Oh, we're great.
You sure?
I'm doing splendid. I love it.
Because I was like, Gavin, you can do any story you want today. And you chose this one. So
no.
He was doing it for your sake and for your wife's sake.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What have we got? 28 years? Times 4. Oh my word. I don't even know what the math is on that, but I just know it's a lot. Well, FM, this is The Wally Show. And we are living in unprecedented times, obviously. Like, we haven't seen a pandemic like this in all of our lifetimes. And so it's easy to kind of be consumed by that. But sometimes you actually have to look back a little bit to move forward. And that's exactly what we're talking about here. Things that we appreciate now, maybe more than we did a year ago. Maybe things we took for granted that now you're like, you know what? I really do appreciate this. And I wouldn't have figured this out without the pandemic.
Right. It could be everyday things that we kind of thought were boring. But now that they're taken away, you're like, well, that wasn't so boring after all. It was kind of nice.
Well, they put together a list. And one of the things that made the list, hugs.
Just miss
hugs.
I agree.
I know.
I agree. Only from certain people.
Absolutely. Certain I understand. I understand.
I want to specify because...
Me and your dad. I get it. And so, but that's one of those simple things. That contact with people you took for granted.
Yes.
And now you miss it more than ever and you realize that.
And I haven't hugged my parents in probably a year.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Even when you go over there?
You've seen them.
Mm-hmm. No. Don't hug
them. Goodness. Very careful.
Yeah.
That surprises me. Like, my mom lived with us, and I definitely hugged her and stuff like that, because everybody has different parameters.
Right.
And so, wow, that shocks me, because I know how close you are to them.
Yeah, I know.
Well, there you go. That's one thing you would add to this list. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to add it to the list. What is that thing now that maybe you appreciate more than you did last year? Okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. Hugs made the list, obviously. But what else would you add to this list and why? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. You can always call to be part of the show. 855-33-WAY-FM. But I'm curious what you would add to the list.
Teachers.
Teachers. Oh, spoken like a man who's had to help his kid with homework.
That's right. After homeschooling for a year, teachers are definitely need to be on that list.
Maybe a year ago, you're like, man, they get paid pretty well to have summers off. Now you're like, give them all raises. What would you add to this list of things that you appreciate now more than you did a year ago?
Seeing people smile.
Yeah, because you're wearing masks and facial cues are a big deal in conversation. And sometimes you're like, okay, is this person happy? Did I make them laugh?
I actually went out and bought a clear face shield just so I could smile at people in stores.
Oh, really? Wow. It's that important? Why is smiling so important to you, Bill?
Just because it's the personal interaction, like Wally was saying. If you see them smile, and it makes you happy.
You must have a great smile if you bought a clear face shield. I wouldn't want to do that to anybody with my jacked up grill. Leanne, what would you add to this list?
I would add lipstick or makeup.
Oh, really? Because you don't wear lipstick when you're wearing a mask?
That's exactly right. You used to get all doodled up to go out to eat, you know, and now it's changed. You don't have to wear makeup anymore.
And I think men don't understand the masks that women wear. I was with a friend once, and she pulled hers to the side. It was covered in makeup and lipstick. She had her bronzer smudged in there. Makeup is so hard when you're wearing a mask, because you're like, well, maybe I could do the top half of my face. There's no point in doing the bottom, so why do it?
Right. I mean, I'll put a little eye makeup on when I go to work, but now I can get up and get ready in 5 minutes, you know.
I get that. And if you're going out on a first date with somebody and they've got a mask, you might want to say, and I think it's a fair question, can I see what's behind the mask so I know what I'm getting here?
Absolutely.
So it is important to do your makeup all the way down.
Need to freshen up your playlist? Here's what's new on Now.
Every week we try to highlight something on our side stream called Way Now. It's where you would go to listen to more hip-hop music, maybe more rap music, a little bit more of a pop feel.
It's where kids go,
yeah,
right?
It's where I listen to my music most
Generation
of the day.
Generation Z.
Yeah.
It's where the cool kids hang out.
So if you want a little different flavor of that in your day, or actually use it too to you know, get your kids on it, or somebody that you know, hey, why don't you check this out? It's a great entry point into faith too.
Yeah, and every week we try to highlight a new song that's playing over on Way Now. And this week's song is from Social Club Misfits. Oh. They're kind of like a, you know, you hear a lot of their music, but they actually are featuring another artist named Riley Clemens, who I think actually has a really good voice. And their, you know, their rap, their hip hop blended with her song or their sound is actually really good.
That's interesting because Riley Clemens was on our Snap Judgment as a possible contender for her own song here. So it'll be interesting to hear her with Social Club Misfits.
I don't want to be so concerned with the likes that I don't even know what you like. Yeah, I don't. don't wanna find myself looking back in a life that I don't really like. So I fell on my knees to pray to God. This is all of me in my heart. Teach me how I see you when I'm far. Yeah, I just wanna be where you
without are. You.
That.
I did too. And I would love to be a hype man. It would be so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
I'd like to be able to do that high part that she's doing without you.
And I can just be the normal rapper.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'd love to see that.
We've got a band, guys.
Speaking of Social Club Misfits, well, that would be us for sure. All right. There you go. That's awesome. And it is on Way Now.
WayNowMusic.com. Or if you just want to make it easier, download the Way Now app.
It's hard to believe, but despite the pandemic, the real estate market is still hot. Hey, it's Wally, and my friends four houses down from me had 8 offers and sold their house in just 4 hours. That is shocking, but it's also a great reminder that it isn't all bad, and if you're looking for a house, you have to be prepared to move quickly. That's just one of the things I love about United Faith Mortgage. Besides being faith-based and family-owned, they are very nimble and can help you not miss out on the home of your dreams in a fast-paced real estate market. United Faith Mortgage can also use their direct lender advantage to save you money in the process. So if you need a mortgage to get that new home, or you want to find out what your refinancing options are to redo your current home, United Faith Mortgage should be the first people you talk to. And I have a feeling they might even become the only people you talk to. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
While 2020 was a rough year for all of us, 2021 has gotten off to a tough start as well. But thanks to a true all-American hero and viral sensation, Rebecca Black, we're getting a glimmer of hope.
I don't believe that hero and Rebecca Black have ever been in the same sentence before. But I know she got a bad rap when she was a kid and did the Friday song.
Right. If you know her name, you know her from this hit Friday.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get
like, okay, it's a horrible song, I get it. But like, people just trashed her personally and were total jerks to her as a person. Like, there's no need for that. Like, it is what it is. Right. I mean, as a young kid, like, doing a song.
But party.
Yeah. It is catchy. As much as you might hate yourself for liking it, it's catchy.
I know, but believe it or not, this song is 10 years old.
Oh my goodness.
Right, so to celebrate, she decided to grace us with a remix of the song, but it's a 2021 remix.
Oh no.
And to put it lightly, I'm not disappointed.
Oh, oh come on.
And it made it awesome.
Well, yeah. Okay, now.
Yeah.
When she was a kid, I wouldn't make fun of it. Now she's an adult. She should know better. That's horrible. Like, I thought she'd do something different with it, make it some 2021 what? Lyrics.
You need to support her dreams.
No, that's
I think that this could work for a lot of songs.
Well, it could work, yeah, because literally all they did was just speed it up. Like, if you could take the slowest Christian song on the planet, I can only imagine. It is the textbook Christian song that, like, on the morning, like, show when we come out of a thing, like, or we're going into something, like, we're like, yeah, and you go into that song. It's like putting on the brakes. It's a great song, but it's just pacing wise is really slow. I'm curious if you could just speed up any song and make it sound like the Rebecca Black song. Here is what that would sound like if we dial this one up. Let me turn the pitch up on it. Bring it home, Bart. Here's the build. Idea what it is about speeding some songs up that just make you happy.
That was awesome.
This is great.
Mercy Me has never sounded better in my opinion. There you go. Another sentence that's never been said. Mercy Me, the Rebecca Black of Christian music.
Who's this?
Yes.
Hi, this is Melanie. How are you?
Good. What's up, Melanie?
I just have to add in that as far as, you know, listening to those songs sped up.
Yeah, because in honor of Rebecca Black's 2021 remix of the Friday song, I sped up Mercy Me's, I Can Only Imagine.
Will I be able to speak at all like I can only imagine? Yeah, I can only imagine.
I gotta tell you, I absolutely love that version.
Really makes it sound like you're watching a version or listening to a version of Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah.
It really did make I Can Only Imagine sound so much better.
I might start speeding up all the songs on, like, my own personal devices because it felt good.
Well, I mean, anytime you're sad, just do that. You'll definitely smile, that's for sure.
That's it. Well, I'm glad you liked that today, Melanie. Have a great day.
Absolutely. You too. Thanks.
Way FM, it's the Wally Show. And if you're like me, you want to drop a couple pounds, it always feels nice, you know, working out a little.
Yeah.
And I came across a big yay
Yeah. I want you to be honest, truthful with me. When was the last time you exercised?
Whew. Pre-COVID, probably. No, like I ride a mountain bike, so I count that as
an
exercise.
Electric mountain bike.
Yes, but I still have to pedal it. But yeah, like if you were to say when's the last time you went to a gym, it would be 1995. I think I was at a gym in 95.
Okay.
Yeah, so a few years ago. So okay. But here's what we do on the show. We do a thing called yay aw, okay? So I found a yay, like, you know, losing weight. You're like, yay, that's great. Mm-hmm. But then science is saying aw, it can make you look older if you lose too much weight in your face.
Okay, I could see this because, you know, when you gain weight, your skin can stretch.
Yep.
But then if you lose it, well, the skin will start sagging.
Yeah.
I could see where that would be a problem.
I always feel bad for the people that have those big weight loss journeys and they go from being like 600 pounds to, mm-hmm. you know, down to 200 or something mm-hmm. like that. And there is this exorbitant amount of excess skin. So that's mm-hmm. a definite yay aw. Like you did it, you accomplished your goal. That's amazing. But then you have to have skin removal surgery.
Like, so, it's a catch 22. It's like, do I want to look older or do I want to lose weight?
Well, here's the thing. They say it, like, deflates your cheeks and makes your eyes look sunken, your jowls sag and things like that. But there is a little bit of a way to combat it. If you slim down slowly and gradually, your face and skin catch up.
Really?
So good to know. So yeah,
that is good to know.
I'll go to the gym in 5 more years, you know, just to do that. So here's the
gradual
thing.
Is the
yeah.
key.
Because it's like, yay, losing weight is good. Aw, you look older. So this is yay aw, okay? So what is your yay aw moment? Like, you had the yay, where like, yeah, this is great, but then you got another piece of information that turned your yay to an aw, okay? So that's what we're going to do right now with you. Yay aw, 855-33-WAY-FM. Doesn't have to be weight loss related. It can be anything where you know, we're all excited, but then when more information came in, you're kind of like, oh, I'm a little bummed now. Have you ever had that happen?
Yes. My daughter has just started driving.
Yay!
And so we're really excited to have an extra driver. But we actually have homeschooled her whole life. And so this is like our first big thing. So when she drives away from me for the first time, I'm going to be really sad.
Oh, yeah, I get that. Well, the good news is maybe her first trip will be to school, which is at home, so she won't have to leave.
Win-win.
That would be great.
What's yours?
So my husband getting out of the Navy.
Yay! How long was he in?
Almost 10 years. So he was gone most of our marriage, and we have 3 amazing kids, and he missed the birth of one, and he's missed most of their lives. So him getting out was absolutely amazing. But then we got to thinking about all the amazing places we've been able to live and the friends that we've made, and that's kind of the awe moment where you're just like, well, that part of our life is over, and we have a new chapter to start now, so.
Yeah, you've got to create a new normal. I know a lot of people, when their husbands are either in the military or they travel a lot for work, when they come home, the dynamic changes, and the wife's like, look, I've had this down on lock, like, for the last 10 years while you've been gone.
Yes.
You can't just come in and uproot everything.
No, you can't. Reintegration and reintegration therapy is so important, and it's so helpful, and it's been amazing, but a challenge, but we love it.
I guess the key is to focus on all the good stuff now that you can do together as a family and start building new memories.
Absolutely. We actually get to take a family vacation this year for the first time. So
it's not on a bad battleship. How great is that?
Right? I love it.
What's yours?
So mine is getting accepted in my doctoral studies.
Oh, yay.
For community care and counseling. 2 more courses to go, and I'm done.
That has got to feel amazing. That's a big accomplishment.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Wally.
So what's the awe?
Yeah, so my awe is not having as much time with friends and family, because you have to dedicate a lot of time to your studies, a lot of reading, and then finally, at the point where I am now, finishing my dissertation study.
Yeah, Betty knows all about that firsthand, because she went back and got 2 degrees online at Colorado Christian University, and you definitely like disappeared for a while.
Yeah, there were times where you had to really practice self-discipline and say, I can't go out with my friends. I have to hunker down and read this chapter in this book. But looking back, I'm so glad that I did what I did when I did it, so that now I can really enjoy my time with my friends.
That is awesome. It feels wonderful, doesn't it?
It does. Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.